A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it's already late. Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." He said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then Jesus said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Recently, I read, "Don't give up on love. When love is hard or painful, open your heart even further." At first glance, this can sound quite banal, like a line from a popular song or a Hallmark card. There is another way to hear it, and that way to hear it is how Jesus is acting in today's passage. John the Baptist is killed. When Jesus hears this, he needs to leave, to get away. Why? We are not told, but we can imagine. His heart is heavy. Maybe overwhelming sadness is making it hard for him to breathe. Does he look at the disciples and feel anxious about all that has yet to be done, and are they getting it at all? Is he thinking, "Why am I trying so hard? All life ends like grass." When Jesus hears of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to deserted place by himself. But this is what happens. As he disembarks, there they are, the crowds, the afflicted, the curious, the blind, the lame, the possessed, the hemorrhaging, the arrogant, the vulnerable, the critical, the jealous, the insecure, the weak, the hostile. Oh, yes, our text simply reads, "When he disembarked, he saw the vast crowd. His heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick." Jesus does not give up on love. When the pain of love cuts, when the hard reality of love won't budge, Jesus chooses love again. Looking at him today, he teaches us not to give up on love. When it is painful, when it is hard, allow love to expand our deepest self. When love is hard and painful, own this, feel it, and let love expand. expand our generosity, our ability to see with our heart so that our eyes can genuinely see. Then perhaps we will indeed see how hungry everyone is. And we might share the little bit we have in our effort to satisfy, if only for a fraction of a second. Today, Jesus invites the crowd to sit on the grass. It's like God inviting us to sit at God's table, earth. 5 loaves and 2 fish, 7 fruits of the earth, the perfect amount, 7, enough. Enough for 5,000 men, not even counting the women and children. Perhaps today's word includes this learning, that we not be tempted to give up on love. Love expands 5 loaves and 2 fish into so much more than enough that there are leftovers. When love seems just too much, too overwhelming, and we want to go away, when compassion is more than we can give, let's not give up on either one, on love or compassion. Let us instead, like our Christ before us, stop, breathe, offer it in blessing back to God. And what we see today, what we know in our heart of hearts, is that then that little that we have, when we share it, it's more than enough.